We've just passed the halfway point of President Trump's first 100 days in office, and we thought it would be a good time to check in with some folks from rural California, farmers and ranchers. We wanted to ask them about Trump's proposed changes to things like immigration and longstanding environmental policies. To start us off, KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg takes us to Tehama County.
Like most ranchers I talk to, Wally Roney wouldn't live anywhere but at the dead end of a road.
Right here is where the pavement ends and the west begins.
Roney swings open a rusted cattle guard dripping from a recent rainstorm.
You're looking at Aberdeen Angus steer calves.
The cows swing their heads up from grazing on clover. The setting sun reflects off their black, shiny coats. Roney grazes cattle on private and federal land. He's the sixth generation of his family to ranch here. When I ask him how many cows he has...
That's something you don't ask a cattleman.
Oh, really?
We never have enough when it comes time to pay our bills, and we always have too many when it comes time to feed them.
We hop in a huge silver pickup for a tour of Roney's ranch. We bump along a potholed road beneath giant oak trees. He pulls over at a creek where his cattle often drink. Roney cheered last month when Trump shelved a law that would have expanded the Clean Water Act.
He said he was going to do it, and by golly, he did it.
Roney thought the law might limit where his thirsty cows could drink. He voted for Trump because the candidate is a businessman.
He hasn't made a living or tried to make a living being a politician. He's been in the trenches. You know, I understand that world.
Although Hillary Clinton won California in a landslide, 4 million people still voted for Trump. And here in Tehama County, it was Trump who won by a landslide.
He's our only hope.
Roney was relieved when Trump scrapped the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement in his first week in office. He worried that cheaper beef from Mexico would have driven down his profit margins.
TPP would have killed us.
Roney hopes Trump will build on these moves by rolling back environmental regulations. Although he does believe in some rules, as long as they don't apply to him. For example, he supports the mining regulations on a gravel quarry on his property.
To protect that ground, we need to have certain regulations to keep them from destroying it.
He points out the window to the rim of mountains bordering his property.
On that skyline is probably some of the biggest pot gardens in California. Yeah, we need regulations. They hate me.
But he argues ranchers are different. They don't need environmental rules to keep them in check. Just down the road, another sixth-generation rancher named Daryl Wood agrees.
As ranchers, you know, we're stewards of these landscapes.
We jump in an ATV to check on his herd, and his dogs run alongside. His cows are certified organic.
It's called Panorama grass-fed beef.
No one in Wood's family has ever used chemicals on the rolling grasslands. He says he's motivated to farm organically because his beef sells for 25% more at market. But it also, it feels right.
The land is what gives life to everything. So you got to love the land. We love the cattle, we love the dogs, our horses.
Wood is a lifelong conservative who believes in market forces rather than rules to protect the landscape from things like overgrazing.
So my theory on this is that, okay, the more regulations you have on something is not good. So let's create the incentive that makes them change their management practices.
Wood hopes Trump's administration will listen to ideas from people like him to create more incentive-based policies rather than more regulations.
Not just a group of people in Washington, D.C., sitting around a table and deciding what's best for me on my land. I want to be at that table.
A lot of people I talk to in Tehama County feel similarly, that the environmental conversation hasn't included their voices. Billy Roney says it best. She's the wife of rancher Wally Roney.
Is there anybody anywhere who I feel like-minded with who might be a little less radical? I've just felt disenfranchised for a long, long time.
Roney says she empathizes with people who are scared right now by what they're hearing from Trump. She felt like that about Democratic plans to tighten gun control, expand immigration, and rewrite health care laws.
We had fears, too. All those visceral fears you're watching with people, that would be me in the fetal position watching some of the things that happened under the Obama administration.
Now, Billy Roney says listening to Trump is a welcome relief after 8 years where she felt like her way of life was not only ignored, but despised by the other side.
The Progressive Party looks at people like us as though we're the devil. It makes it really hard to find common ground.
Most everyone I talked to in Tehama County said the only way to bridge the divide in California and the nation is for everyone to be at the table. For the California Report, I'm Leslie McClurg.